It is a terrible situation. We have members who are contributing every month, members who have faced it but are showing that deductions for Christmas have been made every month. But on visiting Christmas centers, there is hardly anything you can get in terms of medication. You can see, of course, the doctor is there. And the pharmacies at Christmas, they don't have any medication. So members are forced them to buy medication, yet they have contributed money that also involves in also getting medication. So we have the case 21 situation or case 22 situation where members have no money because they contributed, but they are not getting the services. And in trying to find a proper explanation from Christmas, Christmas is claiming that government is not remitting the deduction that it is making from members, but at the same time, government is also pointing at the high profile corruption at Christmas, where top management were paying themselves less salaries, less allowances, and not necessarily remitting or paying anything for the services that should be rendered to the members that are contributing. So there is a blame game between the government and Christmas. But whatever the case is, we are saying in bold, certain terms that government must put, must ensure that must return to Christmas as quickly as possible so that the members who are paying hard end case get the services. And we are also highlighting that the culprits who have been draining Christmas of the funds that can be brought to book and must be behind the bars rather than spending for a month without getting the services. So we really want to try it has taken so long before we can find a proper solution so that members get the proper services, because the health and safety is important for anyone.
From what you are saying, Mr. Joe, it seems that there are no services to talk about at the public service medical aid at this particular point in time. So how are your members surviving health-wise?
Well, our members are facing a critical... these are hard times. Some are selling seeds, some are selling cigarettes in order to raise... Some are selling bananas in order to raise my possible funds for us to work. To better for the health service. But you see, in a situation where your members who are paying for their children or also paying for their spouses, it has become so difficult. We now have other people who are resorting to the traditional method of getting the traditional method whereby they are getting assistance from the grandparents and using traditional medicine instead of the modern medicine. It is an unfortunate situation, and we don't expect it in a country like Zimbabwe, where we are now into 35 years to be independent. We don't expect that, and we expect the government to at least establish order and ensure that proper services are given by Christmas, and the no pressure in terms of the money that are contributed. The money that are contributed are used efficiently and effectively for the benefit of the members who are contributing. Rather, right? This situation where you pay and you don't get a cent, and then you are getting into credit to find money so that you at least receive medical help or medical assistance in other quarters rather than this month.
Lastly, is there anything that is being done by all the unions who are representing civil servants to make sure that you speak with one voice on such issues?
Yes, I think they have been so, and we are trying to come up with one message from all over the region. We are discussing with unions, teacher unions, and also the other civil servants, so that at least we can speak from the same from the same hymn book and sing the same song. So there is a lot of deliberation and a lot of sharing of information so that we confront Christmas, we also confront government with one voice. And I'm sure that soon we will be able to reach that where we are singing from the same hymn book and confront the relevant authorities so that we get the process. But you know, in a country like Zimbabwe also, you must also know that the service is not as efficient as possible, and they all these other issues in terms of transparency, in terms of corruption, they also have a corruption. So it may not take as quickly as possible to resolve the situation, but we hope that at the end of the day, we will get the service and the power that we have, the power that we have, they must never down, get more constructive approach, sustainable to reason and sense, and ensure that peace mark is operating efficiently and effectively. We need to encourage government of the corporate governance, where the transparency and the independent equity, rather than the payment of money by members, and there is no service.